Oh, welcome back to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. It's our final show before Christmas.
Yeah, it is.
We got some last minute stuff to do. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm really looking forward to Christmas this year.
Me too.
It's going to be a
Me
good
too.
One. So
we got four of us at the house, and
it's nice to have everybody.
Grandpa's healing up good. We were worried about Grandpa not making it this year, and by God, he's
good.
I took him to lunch on Wednesday. We had a ball together.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Good to hear that kind of stuff. Jake's doing okay, and keep
pray
in your
for
prayers.
Him. And yeah,
yep. But we want to say that at this time of year with the holidays, you're with the family. If you do introduce new guns to the family, for God's sakes, please, every bit of safety precautions, do it. Make sure the gun's empty. Make sure the gun's unloaded. When it's opened up, immediately start to pointing in a safe manner, and don't ever point guns at people, that kind of stuff. And
we're going to talk more about this as well, staying safe. We're going to talk about some new guns, Smith & Wesson. But this segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, these guys, you talk about staying safe and so forth too. Jeremy, custom builder, does amazing work. And one of the things we've talked about with him, and I can't believe we haven't done this before, it's a very specialized thing, but if there's a better audience for this particular service,
yes.
I can't think of it, he can build you a custom safe room, with a special door.
Yeah, he does vault doors.
Vault doors
and
safe rooms.
And it can be your gun closet, or it can be your man cave.
Yeah.
But with a vault door so that you're secure. There's all kinds of things that go into play in these, because we've built them in the past, and he and I have talked about it quite a bit. Certainly, if you're thinking about it, get the right contractor to help you. Somebody you can know and trust, and by God, if he's here supporting the Gunsmith Show, you can trust him, I guarantee.
Big believer, does fantastic work, and this will be something that you will... I mean, it'll be a real treasure to have something custom built like this. You can build the house around it, or you can have it off to, like you say, a man cave or a closet, how big or as small as you need it, but safe and secure with Reliable. They do great work, and inside right now is perfect. He's got time to do this sort of thing.
And when you do these types of things, what you don't want to do is hire one of those general contractors that hires 50 other people.
Yeah.
He does almost everything in-house.
Yeah.
Very trustworthy.
Great
you
crew.
Can reach Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises at 810-429-6957, or go right to his website, which is reliableexteriorpro.com, or simply link to him from our website, thegss.com. He's right there. Click on him. It'll take you right to him. And easy to get a hold of, and just a true friend of mine, and you'll be glad you met him. So I don't think you can get a better endorsement than that. So, and he wants you to know, too, to be careful out there if you're doing some late hunting. With the weather being pretty good right now, mild, actually, for the next week, late antlerless actually runs till the 11th of January is what I'm understanding. But we know we've got, with late antlerless stuff, just be careful. There might be kids out on Christmas break playing. Be very mindful of your target and where you're shooting and how you're shooting. And we all want you to be careful out there. So that's darn near all I got to say about that. So Jeremy wants to wish you a very Merry Christmas, though, as well. And thanks for an awesome 2025. You had a great year. And if you had him do work at your place, you probably had a great year, too. And we got some new stuff coming out right now we want to talk about. There's Smith & Wesson, like last week we had Smith & Wesson days at Williams Gun Sight. It was big. And I'm telling you what, it was a big weekend at Williams Gun Sight. Williams Gun Sight's the largest gun shop in Michigan, okay? You had Smith & Wesson days, and you had MGO there, Michigan Gun Owners, for a meet and greet. So big things going on there. And this time of year with the ranges, the try-in guns out, just a fabulous time. Well, with Smith & Wesson, they've released some new revolvers this year and expanding their line a little bit. They've extensively gone in for personal protection. A hot item right now is the .32 H&R Magnum. We're seeing it more and more. It's comfortable to shoot. The recoil's not bad. It's more powerful than you think. And they've released several guns in it. So, but they've just expanded their lines again of revolvers. And we had a lot of talk about it because we had hours and hours to talk about it at the gun show last weekend. We're face-to-face interaction with people. And I had several Smith & Wessons on my table and people coming up and talking. Everybody wants to tell me what they've got and checking out mine and looking at them. And, you know, we all have a story to tell with each one of, you know, how it shoots, what we do with it. You know, have I killed deer with it? Have I, you know, do I just shoot paper with it? What do I do? But going through these lines and hearing all the, and looking at everything that's available on the website right now, it's pretty amazing. From 32 H&R Magnum, 9mm, 10mm, 22 long rifles, 357 Magnums, 44 Magnums, in your basic lines, like the classic lines. But that 32 H&R Magnum, they're put into a very concealable platform, and they've got it in lightweight, heavyweight, pretty much everything you'd want. Now imagine a 32 H&R Magnum in a scandium frame gun, which is almost air light. It's even lighter than my Taurus Ultra lights. I've only had one scandium 357 Magnum. It was amazing. But there's so
is that a made up material?
No, scandium is you know, it's kind of neat. On the side of the gun, they do it almost looks like a NASA insignia because it is an engineered metal
material.
Scandium, super super lightweight.
Lighter, so it is fake.
Lighter than aluminum.
Okay.
No, it's. I think it's a real. I think it's. I don't know if there's an. What do you call the table of the
periodic table?
Periodic table. I don't know if there's a periodic table for it. I never looked. Yeah. I just know it's on the side of a nice Smith &
Wesson
pistol.
Scandium. Okay.
Scandium. Yeah. So,
Jesus. We're gonna have answers for you on this by the next segment.
You know, if we're
research will be conducted in the break.
If we were at a restaurant and I said, "Hey, the scandium here is great," you'd go, "Oh, let me try it." But I mention it again, you raise a question. What's the matter there, Dan?
No, if you said the scandium here is great, I would raise a question there too. Probably more.
You would probably say,
much more,
I'll try it.
Yeah, I would want to know what it is first.
Okay, he's going to look it up while we're talking. Now, Smith & Wesson, one of the revolvers that I absolutely love is the R8. It's a model 627. R8, and well, they came out with a new one, a model 327 R8 8-shot, and it is stunning. The model 27 frame is where it all begins, which is a large frame, same frame basically as your 44 Magnum, and then you get an 8-shot 357 Magnum cylinder in it, in a 357 Magnum barrel. Now, what they've done with this one is years ago, I came up with a plan and I had Williams Gunsight build me a custom Smith & Wesson. I had a large frame Smith & Wesson and I had Williams Gunsight Cerakote it for me. I wanted to call it the Hulk, and it was a 357 model 28 4-inch that I had the frame and the barrel done in mossy oak a moss color, green. Not exactly olive drab, but almost. And then I had the cylinder and all the screws and everything done in black, all Cerakoted. So, which is an incredibly tough exterior surface of the gun. And then with black rubber grips, it turned into just a work of art. It was so pretty. We kept it in the gun case at Williams on display for a year. And since then, I've had it, shot it, used it, sold it. Unfortunately, I sold it. But I was, you know, switching guns around. And, well, Smith & Wesson's come out with a whole new line of guns exactly like that gun, the black and green. And they've got it in this new model 327 R8. The R8 is one of my favorite guns, and they've got it in this now. It's beautiful. MSRP is $1,599, and you can order one of those and get one in. But they've got a whole line of these new green and black handguns, and they are beautiful. So, but if you want to go something bigger, you want a deer hunt with a handgun like this, a big handgun, one of those 357s would work. But you can also get them in 350 Legend in the large frame revolvers, the 500 Smith & Wesson, which is a beast. And then the granddaddy of them all, the most powerful one, is actually the 460 Smith & Wesson. Now, they also have real nice revolvers in 22 Magnum. They have them in 410. They have the Governor in 410, which is quite a handgun. And then, of course, with the 410s, most of them, you can also shoot 45 long Colts in. So it's pretty exciting. So if you want a Smith & Wesson that is outstanding, the fit, finish, quality is just top-notch. Order one or go pick one up right off the shelf. You'll be glad you did. You got to check them all out, though, because the colors, the finishes, the different weights, because there's a huge difference between a 22 long rifle handgun and a 500 Smith & Wesson handgun. We're talking pounds of difference in weight of the gun, but you'll be thankful you have that weight in that gun when you get it, especially with those Magnums. Now, what did you find out about scandium?
All right, so it's atomic number 21.
Yeah.
It's a soft, silvery, white transition metal. It's lower down on the periodic table, I thought. Rare on Earth, but used in high-strength aluminum alloys for aerospace, military aircraft, and sports equipment.
That's why I
kind
of thought of an SR-71 when I handle one, because they're just amazingly light.
Discovered in 1879 by Lars Friedrich Nielsen.
Oh, Lars found it.
Yeah, yeah. It's named after Nielsen Schmiersen.
Wasn't he big with...
After Scandinavia.
What was the band he was real big with, Lars?
Nielsen.
Metallica?
I don't...
Yeah. Lars was big with Metallica.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's scandium, named after Scandinavia. It is on the periodic table. It is used to strengthen aluminum alloys. So there it is. So it is a real thing.
All right, good. Well, now we know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So new stuff from Ruger, too. I touch on it just for a minute. They're reintroducing the 10/22. After 61 years, they've reintroduced it. So with over 10 million produced... some of these models are extremely enhanced, lighter weight, better triggers, better barrels, takedown models, tons of stuff. Ruger is huge and growing like mad, with, third quarter net sales of $126 million. That's a lot of guns. Hot products like the RXM pistol have just blown up the market, of the semi-auto market. Really cutting into Glock's numbers, and it's won a bunch of best new handgun awards. So check it out. Go to Ruger.com and go to SmithandWesson.com. You can check all these out, or better yet, go to the stores and look at them yourself. They're right on the shelves at Williams. So get out there and check them out. Remember, if you have anything you want to ask me questions, send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. I'll be glad to talk to you about that. And over the holidays, you got time. Dabble in my website a little bit, thegss.com. Check out our old shows.
More Gunsmith Show is coming up right after this.